This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Some help from the professional snowblowers in the audience. So when you have the really wet, heavy snow, you have two options. We have like a, you know, push snowblower, right? I mean, it's got, it's, you get, you can put it in different gears, but it's nothing ginormous. It's not a little wimpy kind, but it's also not the big ginormous kind. Got the one in between, right? And normally, half the time it snows, I don't even bring that thing out because it's just more than you need. But this time, absolutely worthless. I mean, the thing was worthless. It's clogging up about every foot and a half. Okay, it's clogging up.
Upgrade then.
Well, that's what I was telling my wife. I think it's time to upgrade. One I could sit in, Todd, with the what's
you
on
go.
Your mind replays cranked in the cab, and a defroster, you know, and the little windshield. Yeah, I think maybe that's the advice we're going to get today. I think, Todd, you've already nailed it. You've crushed it with the advice here. So it seriously was worthless. Now, so then you start shoveling, okay? And I'm not a total wuss, but I am also not in the category of, you know, farmer, rancher, you know, somebody that is really doing the hard work every day, right? I mean, I sit and talk, right? So I'm telling you, I tried probably about a third of, the driveway in front of my wife's, you know, where she parks. I got done and I was just like exhausted. So, you know, we're talking about 15% of the whole driveway. So what do you do at that point? What's your next step? That's the big question of the day here today. That's what's, I think, on everybody's mind, isn't it? I was talking actually to the West Fargo Public Works Department and they said it's a mess for them. I mean, they got the big snow plows. So even the public works guys, you know, that heavy, wet snow, it's a pain in the rear. In fact, in West Fargo, I don't know if this happened anywhere else, but, you know, when they were coming along, moving all that heavy, wet snow, they were blocking in driveways. And then, obviously, you got to go clear that driveway. Same thing I'm just talking about. Now you're out there with, you know, a snowblower that doesn't work or literally inch by inch with your shovel trying to do that. So West Fargo Mayor Rich Mattern actually said, call us if you need assistance. In other words, the elderly or individuals that are disabled or have a tough time, and we'll come out and do it. It was that bad. That's what they had to do in West Fargo. So, just telling you. Texture says it will melt someday. Well, good point. I mean, good point. I mean, I'll just tell my wife.
It's March 6th. I mean,
yeah.
Give it a month or two. It'll be gone. Don't worry.
Let's just drive over it, you know. But I feel this, you know, when it snows, I feel a responsibility as the head of household to do this, right? I don't feel like, now, and I don't know why I have that, because my dad didn't. My dad would be like, yeah, everybody else's driveway was shoveled off, and my dad would be like, drive over it, you know? And I think that was part because when you're in the radio business, you go to work very early in the morning. So, you know, if you know, he was always on the air, like, you know, 6 a.m. talking about the snowfall that was coming down. And, you know, same thing with me. You're just up early. So you got to go.
You know, we had a snowblower. I was not allowed to use it. So when we got the back-to-back 16-inch snowfalls, I'm out there shoveling that. Nope, you're not using the snowblower. Oh, thanks, Dad. Why do we have one of those?
In other words, he was worried about you using it, like you would get hurt or something?
Right, I guess.
Well, he was just being
or
a protective dad.
He was probably more worried about me hurting the snowblower than the other way around. But
see, all of this was great when Alex was home. But Alex is a senior in college now. See, he doesn't, you know, it's not his response. All he does is clog up the garage with his stuff. He doesn't actually clean driveways anymore, or anything like that. No, we've
got the hammer down on this and make this stuff stop, man.
We've got tractors and generators and
well, you've got tractors, then just get the attachment. You're
welders.
Done.
Well, it's a 1944 John Deere LA. I don't know how to run it. That's the problem.
Yeah, you probably don't want to use a classic on this stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't put a cab in those.
I don't think it approves.
You can't listen to the What's in Your Mind replay in the cab of a 44 or something or other.
I don't know if I've actually driven it, now that I think about it. I don't know what I have. Here's some suggestions that are coming from the audience so far, and others are welcome, by the way, at 800-228-0550 on the program. We do have some very serious stuff to get to today. Very serious in the way of, you know, things that are happening in the news and your Second Amendment and how Walmart wants to take that away, you know, things of this nature. Tax reform, because we are broadcasting live today from the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chambers Eggs and Issues event. They do these regularly. We're at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead today. Ide Bailey is putting this on, and Ide Bailey, one of our Energy Matters sponsors, and they're focusing right on tax reform today. And so they have some individuals and some businesses and kind of just trying to tell you a little bit about what to prepare for. So we're going to tell you about some of those stories today on the program. Looking forward to that as well. And so that's serious stuff. But in the meantime, the not-so-serious stuff. What do you do with heavy, wet snow? Like your advice, 800-228-0550. 258-0550. You can text Todd or I. 367-2054 is my text device. Don't call it. Text it. 367-2054 or Todd's at 226-8503. One suggestion. Why don't you get a four-wheeler with a plow? A four-wheeler with a plow. What's a four-wheeler with a plow? Just like a four-wheel drive truck,
yeah,
you mean, or something?
Like mine. Something like that.
Just get a truck with a plow, in other words.
Get a plow,
four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought four-wheeler was some kind of fancy-schmancy. I guess I could. You know, I could. I kind of missed mine.
And that's when you find out who your alleged friends are, because they're all going to ask, hey, could you swing by with that plow of yours? And,
I missed my Ford F-150 from S&S Motors in Watford City. You know, they had to... Brent Sanford had to go be lieutenant governor and everything, and all of a sudden they can't buy Ford F-150s and S&S Motors anymore. You know what I'm saying? Jamie says, have a vodka and a Red Bull with a double shot and keep on shoveling, brother.
Oh, for God.
Yeah, I don't know that that's... I don't think that's probably...
Not you're expecting, right?
Sanford Health, well, probably not doling out that kind of advice related to shoving. No, we do not condone the advice of some of our listeners, ladies and gentlemen. Another texter says, it'll melt someday, or man up. See, I knew this challenge to my manhood was going to come at some point.
Okay, a whole bunch of people are saying ATV four-wheeler, not like a F-150 or Sierra or something.
Okay, I like that idea. I like that idea. I'd have to get some of Alex's stuff out of the garage to have room for it. But now you're talking. Now you're talking. Yeah, because those look fun to me. And I really don't have a big enough yard to justify an ATV. But if it's to move snow, Todd, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Can you get one of those to pull a mower behind?
I would think.
Yeah. Another texter says, careful, Scott. You're talking about head of household responsibilities. The feminists will be after you soon. Head of household responsibilities, the feminists will be after you. What are they going to say? What would a feminist say about me suggesting that as the head of household, as the dad husband, I feel a responsibility to make sure that the driveway is safe and that nobody's going to get stuck in the driveway and I'm going to shovel? What possibly?
Head of household is a status upon which you two agreed versus just you appointing yourself. I mean, that would be a valid point. Just because you're the male doesn't mean you are the head of the household.
Oh, my gosh. Then they're inventing things to be worried about. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
First world problems right there, friends.
Yeah, exactly right. Lester says, 10 miles northwest of Culm, pushing and blowing snow just so I can feed cattle. I think that's Tim's way of saying, you know, your little driveway problem is small potatoes, fella. That's like nothing. There's nothing there. Tim, I'm with you. We're thinking of you up there in Culm. because the cattle need you. They need the chow. Thank you for the thank you for that.
Perspective.
Another listener, is your snowblower single stage or two stage? Two stage is a must for wet snow. Two stage has an auger to break up the snow and an impeller to launch it out of the chute. Yeah, an automatic auger, huh? Yeah, no, it does, mine's not the two stage. My auger is a little like pick, you know, that they attach to the thing, and you got to go in there and sort of chop out the snow, which I was doing.
Okay, then you do have a wimpy little thing. Then you don't have a real one.
Every 45 seconds. Well, it's not wimpy. I've seen the little, you know, the Honda snowblower wimpy. That's wimpy. You know, the little Toro, the little, it looks like a little, you know, kind of a tiny little
wimpy light then.
But, yeah. Forget
no,
the brand.
You definitely need a real one.
I'll take a picture
time.
Of it. I'll take a picture of it, send it your way, and you can tell me whether you think it's wimpy or not.
It's upgrade time.
And by the way, somebody said, get a good Honda snowblower. Ours has no issue with wet snow. Well, okay.
There you go.
Maybe that's
there
the deal.
You go.
Yeah. All right, more coming up on What's on Your Mind. We'll get to the really important stuff. Don't touch that dial.
Wait a minute. Snow's not important?
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. You have a lot of 2017 models. You want to make way for the 2018s. Great deals right now, right?
They are. Yeah, we have the 2018s are knocking on the door coming in, so we need to do away with the 2017s. And, you know, for the most part, nothing's really changed except the savings on last year's model.
And what especially hasn't changed is that every day is made better in these Hot Springs Spas, right?
That's right. Every time you sit in hot water of 101 degrees, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. It's magic.
And the health benefits of the sauna, same deal?
Yeah, the sauna's great for detoxing. Also, as we talked about in the past now, they did research, University of Finland, and men and women who sit in a sauna an average of four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer and dementia by 66%. That is the number five killer of men in the United States, and guess what? The cure for that disease might boil down to a little box of wood with a heater in it, a sauna.
Reason to get in now. Showroom models must go. 60 months, no interest financing. Cash discounts right now. Old halls and game tables as well. Don't forget that. The pool tables and the game tables. And some great deals because the showroom models must go at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. 60 months, no interest financing now. Stop and see them. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you, Scott.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What's on Your Mind? We're live at the Courtyard by Marriott Moorhead, Minnesota today. Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Chamber is hosting a Eggs and Issues event, they call it. This one presented by Ide Bailey, focusing on tax reform and basically what you can expect from the changes that were passed in Congress recently on the tax reform bill. And there are so many twists and turns to the tax code. You really need somebody that's an expert at this, so we've asked the folks, Mike Baylor, to join us on the program, and also one of the presenters, Dan Katamaris from True North Steel, who's a former iBailey executive as well. So he knows the game well. So we're going to talk with them coming up here on the program a little later on. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Also, is Walmart, is Dick's Sporting Goods trampling on your Second Amendment rights? Remember the whole debate over, a baker and whether he should be forced to bake a cake for a gay wedding? Remember that whole deal? And, courts getting involved saying, look, it's, you can't do that. You can't, that's their constitutional right. Well, the Second Amendment doesn't say it's your constitutional right to buy a gun if you're 21 or 22, but not if you're 19 or you're 18. They are discriminating right now against lawful, according to the Constitution, law-abiding individuals that want to buy a gun. Maybe you want to take that one on. I don't know. What do you think? Something else I want to get to today. If you're Russia, okay, we have this whole debate going on about whether or not there was Russian influence on the election and all of that. If you're Russia, who do you want to be president of the United States in November of 2016? Who would be your top choice to be president? Think about that a minute. Okay? If you want to answer, 258-0550, toll-free 800-228-0550. Brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Those folks, no sprayers. That's their business. They live, breathe, and sleep spraying. And when you spray as much as you do, you need support from folks that know spray application. Nobody knows it like the folks at High Plains Apache. Simple as that. Whether it's a tip, a part, a service, a need, of whether it's a new sprayer, used sprayer, full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, they've got it. In Mandan, south of Fargo and Frontier, online at highplainsapache.com. Call them 663-2375, 663-2375. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Tomorrow, Congressman Kevin Cramer and Will Gardner, candidate for Secretary of State in North Dakota. Also, Thursday, Trooper Talk. We're going to have the folks in the Motor Carrier Division in to talk about all the implications from the electronic logging debacle. So get your questions ready. That's Thursday, Trooper Talk on What's on Your Mind. Next week, yes, it's true, I'm going to be at the Hilly Ranch or there by St. Anthony. Can hardly wait. And I understand it's in the neighborhood of the world champion bull. Top price ever for a bull over there by St. Anthony. Plus, it's calving season. And so I'm going to spend the night and live the rancher life, which they tell me is not exactly a restful kind of way of life this time of year, as many of our listeners know. So, we honor the fact that you listen to this program, so we're going to learn a little bit more about how you live. Day on the Life, the ranch. It's Farm Bureau Week next week, so we thought that'd be a perfect way to do it. In Watford City on Friday, so there's a little bit of my life, just so you know. Okay, who do you think, Jim, in Fargo, Russia would most want as president, November 2016?
Is that me?
That's you, sir.
Yeah, they would want Hillary Rodham.
Why?
I mean, Uranium One, they give them 25% of our uranium, which I will never forgive them for. They would have continued. Hillary would have been no different than the Kenyan, and it would have been the policies would have been the same. To think that they would have wanted Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton is an absolute pie-in-the-sky fallacy.
Do you remember a debate question related to fracking between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton? Do you happen to remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Do you remember Hillary's answer?
I don't recall it 100%.
Okay, so
no.
So what Bernie had said was, you know, zero, no fracking, none, nada. You know, I hate it, it's awful, it's terrible. So Hillary has to answer this question. How does she answer it? She basically says, well, I want a little less of this and a little less of that. And a little less of that. So basically, yeah, we pretty much, there wouldn't be many places there'd be fracking. Folks, what she uttered right there is a dream to Vladimir Putin. You got to understand, oh, yeah. Russia's economy is fueled by oil and gas. They own the oil rights. In the United States, oil and gas rights are owned by individuals. They are private property. They are leased then to companies. Okay? In Russia, it's all them. They get it all. They take it all. There's no private wealth there. So the idea that, you know, Hillary Clinton would shut down fracking is a dream. Same thing on Dakota Access Pipeline. Right? Where did the protesters go? Who do you think all those social media warriors were not all, but a big part of were generated by? Russian bots. The same folks that Robert Mueller is going after right now. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there's no question in my mind who the Russians wanted. And we have expended so much energy suggesting that there is some kind of a collusion between the Trump administration and Russia. It's crazy, which is why...
Well, it's a mockery. We're making fools of ourselves. It's an absolute... I mean, they got to be sitting there rolling on the floor with laughter with this absolute fallacy that these people have cooked up. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And by the way, Media Research Center is out with a brand new study taking a look at broadcast network coverage of Donald Trump. Okay? And according to the analysis, ABC, CBS, NBC, evening newscasts in January and February, so this is the most recent data available, uttered, are you ready? 10 times more negative comments about the president than positive statements. Okay? With the ongoing Russia, are you ready? The ongoing Russia investigation swamping all other topics. So, out of a total of 712 comments, 65% were positive versus 647, which were negative. So, 91% to 9%. I kid you not. Out of 851 minutes of airtime devoted to the administration, the network spent on 204 minutes, 24% of it, on the Russia investigation. And, of course, which was far greater than any other topic like the economy, gun control, immigration. So, folks, there's an information war going on right now. There is an information war. And that's why I don't want to become all self-important here, but that's why... This program and what you contribute to it and you paying attention to this stuff matters and spreading that word because we're it. We're it.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's such a farce that there isn't words to describe the absolute idiocy for any person with an IQ above the board of amoeba would think that they wanted Trump over Hillary is that's impossible.
Just think about it, folks. It doesn't take long. Just think about it. And talk to your friends and neighbors about it and engage. We have to take this on. We are in an information war. Lance and Wilson is going to tell us what he thinks about Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart's opinion of our Constitution when we come back and lots more. Stay tuned.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing and risk management seminar for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean skills and learn more about marketing soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held on March 15th and 16th at two locations, NDSU Commodity Trading Room, located at Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register by March 2nd at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. And Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What's on your mind? Live at our location today, talking a little tax reform. We'll do that before we end the program with some of the experts that have participated in the program for the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce Exit Issues event at the Courtyard by Marriott today in Moorhead, presented by our friends at Ide Bailey. So looking forward to that discussion today on the program, chatting about lots of other things, including snowblowers, by the way. And I'm getting a big theme, Todd, from our listeners today, that a four-wheeler, as in an ATV, with a plow, is the way to go. And if you have one, send me a picture so I can start dreaming, would you? And I'll give you my pillow for the best one. Let's see your ATV four-wheeler with a plow. Okay, I got to see it so I can know which one to dream for. 701-367-2054 or send it to Todd, 226-8503, and we'll get you a lucky winner.
Why are you just dreaming? I mean, are you not allowed to get one of these things, or what's the deal here?
Well, I have no room for it right now, so there's that, right?
Okay. When are you going to empty out that nest there, Dad?
Well, it's as soon as the lad graduates from college and gets his own pad.
Okay. All right.
You know?
Fair enough.
Right. And he already had to get some storage because he knew that I was, you know. Like, here's the deal, and I'm sure every parent can appreciate that. Everything I see in that garage that's his, like old gas cans that he collects and old signs that he gets at auctions and, I mean, welders that don't work and, you know, everything else, I smile from ear to ear. I literally chuckle when I trip over something, when I'm trying to get a hose out or a shovel or something, right? Because I love the idea that, you know, I just think of this little boy, and now here he is with all this stuff and a senior in college, and I love that.
Okay, as long as I'm not going to see you guys on an episode of Hoarders or something.
It's close. I'm not going to lie to you. It's we still managed to get three vehicles in there, barely. It's a four-stall garage. So the one, you know, doesn't have four doors, but it's three doors. And by the way, have you seen that now? People build homes with two double garages.
Oh, yeah.
Two double garages.
Well, that way there you can collect the tractors and gas cans.
I guess, yeah. I don't know. That just seems a little over the top to me. I'm sorry for anybody listening that has one of those. It's a little bit over the top.
A summer ride, the two winter vehicles, and a boat. There you go.
Go with a Quonset. Go with a Quonset. You know what I'm saying?
Well, some regulations don't allow those, though.
Yeah, so. That's true. Anyway, as I was saying, so I'm not rushing it. I just, when it empties out, it empties out, and then I'll have room for those things, and there's no big hurry. And in all honesty,
Okay, so I'm trying to think. Lived in this house. We built it in 2002. Okay. 2002. It's now 2018. That, by my math, Todd, is 16 years where I can think of this time and maybe one other that I was not able to, you know, shovel and or use a snowblower to get the job done. So I'm thinking this whole four-wheeler with the plow thing is more to have some fun and putz around, you know, the yard that's not very big and use it, you know, every once in a while. But I'm a guy can dream, can't I? You know what I'm saying?
That's what makes America great.
There'd be other attachments, things I could use, you know. Another texter says, heavy, wet snow. Take your time shoveling. There's heart attacks hiding in that stuff. A grain shovel is not made for snow. See, this is very good advice. And this is why I'm saying, you know, folks, you know, think about the ATV with the plow. I'm going to be bringing these texts home to my wife. Exactly right. I know I've got the good ticker, I guess, and everything, but I still think, you know, this is worth, you know, would, you know, rather be alive. So that's why we're talking about this. A very serious subject, Todd. It's not lighthearted.
You do have a couple of people waiting on the phone, too, just so you know.
I know. Okay. I'm just trying to get through the text.
Come
I feel
up before
bad,
where you didn't I promised
Lance in Williston that I would get to him because he was going to tell me whether Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods were, you know, forgetting about our constitutional Second Amendment rights here. Lance, what's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. As far as Dick's and Walmart, I guess I wouldn't go so far as saying they're violating our Second Amendment rights because I believe the Constitution has limitations on the federal government, not on private industry. So,
well, what do you mean? If the Second Amendment doesn't say anything about what age you can own a gun, right?
No, but all I'm saying is it doesn't restrict public. I mean, if a business says you can't carry a gun in here, you can't carry a gun. That's just the way it is. I mean, the Constitution doesn't restrict that from them being able to do that. But on the same sense, as a gun owner, I expect the sporting goods stores that I do business with to stand up for my Second Amendment rights. And if they don't, such as Dick's Sporting Goods, I won't go back into a Dick's Sporting Goods ever again. I'll tell you that right now. So I don't agree with what they did, but I believe it's their right to do it if they so desire.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Whether that would trump that. Although the way some courts have acted on the the whole gay wedding thing with bakeries, I'm not so sure that it would stand up that way. I philosophically agree with you, right? A court shouldn't be able to say no. You must do that. You must sell that cake. You must sell that gun. But since courts are acting like that, I don't know why, you know, we instantly think of it and it becomes, immediate court action when it's a gay wedding and a baker, but not when it's a gun. Having said all that aside, stick true to what we believe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And one more quick thing.
Yeah.
As far as you were changing the age limit to buy a gun, they'd better be ready to change the age limit to join the military, too, then, because I'm a veteran. And I joined as soon as I turned 18 years old. And if I can't if I can't own a gun at 18, I shouldn't be allowed to be on the battlefield with a gun either than at 18.
Lance, I appreciate the call. Well said. And Grant Nenderlin, you hang tight. Appreciate hearing from the listener in Williston about that issue. I think we're going to be hearing more about that. I really do. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. I'd love for you to take a moment to go to their website, hatandsons.com. And something that a lot of our listeners have taken advantage of is the link service that they have. And what that is doing is saving folks a lot of money on their bottom line because they manage your mechanical systems. They take it over at H.A. Thompson & Sons. So go to the website. There's a little video under the commercial link that will tell you all about it. But they're doing this now for about 600 folks throughout the Northern Plains. The mechanical heating and cooling systems, they have commercial operations in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, and Minot. One of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind, hatandsons.com, H.A. Thompson & Sons, since 1908. As I mentioned, we're broadcasting today from Eggs and Issues, talking tax reform. And Dan Cadamus from True North Steel here. Dan's the president, one of the presenters here today, talking a little bit about how True North Steel will be impacted. Dan, how are you doing?
Good.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, you too.
So first, a little commercial for True North Steel. Tell us what you guys are doing these days.
We make everything with steel, so structural steel, tanks, corrugated metal pipe, and steel bridges, fabricate all those steel products, and we've been around since 1945, so we're coming up on our 75th anniversary, and we have locations. We're headquartered out of Fargo here, located in the Dakotas, Montana, Wyoming, and Minnesota, so we have 12 locations across that footprint.
So your customers now have spread from North Dakota all throughout the upper Midwest here.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Absolutely.
So when the ink was dry on the tax reform bill, as someone leading a company doing some significant things, I mean, were you smiling ear to ear? Is this a good thing for business?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a change in not only just the tax reform, but I'd say a lot of the policy in the last year. And demand always drives everything, and we're seeing an increase in demand. But tax reform has had an impact on just the optimism and decision-making, especially in large purchases like products that we make. We do buildings, do tanks, bridges, large capital investments, and we're seeing that coming back.
Tax law is complicated, right? Did this simplify the tax law? Is it more simple? Is it more complicated? How would you characterize it?
Well, I don't know if any change really simplifies it. It adds to the questions of how to interpret the law. But the bottom line is that rates are going down. So you're seeing a reduction in corporate rates, and you're seeing pass through rates going down, and so that's a good thing.
So does this mean for True North Steel more investment, more employees, we got a confidence now that we can spend? I mean, what kind of things do you do differently as a result of it?
Yeah, we were already seeing it, some of the things last year, and this just, as I said, added to it. It's another tool in the toolbox. And so we've made some decisions. We have 4 large capital projects going on right now, and we are hiring right now. We've got over 30 people that we're looking for right now across our footprint. So, this has helped. And as I said, last year some things had started, and this is another thing that's just helping people make decisions in investing.
When you say it started last year, meaning just some pinpricks that they were doing in tax reform policy that would help, or more signs in the economy that caused you to?
I would say both the discussion about some of the things in regulation and some of the changes in regulation has definitely helped give more of a pro-business environment. And then tax reform, everybody's been talking about it. People questioned if it would happen, and it's happened. And now another big thing is infrastructure that's being discussed, and those are all things that will help in a positive business environment.
Discussion today here, the question of leasing. Are you leasing more or less now with the depreciation change?
Well, we look at that, and we look at it from the standpoint, do we buy or lease, and it's an individual decision. And now with the more flexibility on the write-off, I do see us probably purchasing more because depending on the situation and what our income looks like.
How about obviously you're dealing with steel, and I talked to a energy business this week that normally would have a 20-day price on steel and now has a 1-day price, and it's 8% higher than it was prior to the president's announcement about tariffs. Are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We started seeing the changes even last fall. Since October of last year, and plate prices, we've seen increases up to about 40% from October to today's pricing in coil. We've seen about 35% to 38% increases. So we saw this development last fall, and we did buy inventory early on, but we've seen that and adapted to it.
So you you anticipated it and stockpiled a little bit more than you would have otherwise.
Yes, absolutely.
Interesting. Fascinating. Well, thanks for the run-through, Dan. Appreciate the time very much. Good to chat with you.
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Dan Kattermas, the president of True North Steel, with us on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live and on location today, talking tax reform, talking the Second Amendment, whether Walmart and Dick's Sporting Goods have forgotten you have one. So Second Amendment rights, that is, and lots of other things. So lots to discuss on What's on Your Mind today on the program. And 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We're also brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Remember, 60-day money-back guarantee. 60-day money-back guarantee is something that really takes the worry out of buying a MyPillow. So you get a better night's sleep, which brings you better health, and you also get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if it's just not for you, you got 59 nights to sleep on it, send it back. Up to 50% off when you use the promo code SCOTT.
at MyPillow.com, or again, call them at 800-506-9028. Okay, Grant and Enter Line, I promise I'm going to get to you next, and then Galen and Bismarck as well on What's on Your Mind. We do have one more guest to join from the event here. We're going to chat with Mike Nathy next hour, actually, a little bit about a great story he has about an employee of the Bismarck Funeral Home benefiting from tax reform. But this Eggs and Issues event just wrapping up at the Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Chambers Eggs and Issues event, courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead, and Patrick Kutzman joins us. Patrick is heads up the local tax department for Ide Bailey of Fargo. How are you, Patrick? Good to see you.
Great. Thanks for having me, Scott.
So, advice, first of all. You give a lot of that for a living, right? What advice would you have for anybody that has, any concern at all about the tax reform changes?
Definitely. That's what we do for a living. And our first bit of advice is definitely start thinking about things now. Even though tax reform, you know, is effective mostly for 2018, it is not too soon to start thinking about that. As we mentioned at the event, there's lots of clarification that we're expecting to come from the IRS through directives, treasury regulations, and guidance over the summer. We're certainly hoping to get that sooner than later. But nonetheless, start looking at the rules now in their form, and again, knowing there's going to be clarification coming later, but start thinking about your business, how it's going to affect what you need to do, some changes you might need to make, some capital decisions you might need to make, if you need to change the type of entity that you are, whether you're a C-Corp and you want to go to an S-Corp or a partnership, or vice versa. There's, again, lots of analysis that you can do and start thinking about now.
So what would be an example of something that you may want to change, that you might have a conversation on early that you would do differently rather than just like you usually do? Okay, the year's over. Let's go to the tax man and see how things look. What would be an example of something that might prompt a change because of this law?
Sure. I might flip over to the individual side. You've heard that the standard deduction has increased to $24,000. So you're only going to itemize your deductions if your total deductions can exceed that. So you may start going about going to church and contributing to that, or giving to your local charities now, thinking that you're going to have a tax deduction or benefit from them throughout the year. And lo and behold, you get to the end of the year and you find out that the total of my itemized deductions that I have is only $15,000, and I really haven't benefited from a tax perspective from those charitable contributions. Now, I'm not advising anybody stop giving, don't get me wrong, but you might want to go about planning for that in a different way. We talked about how some individuals that don't have a lot of giving or don't have a big mortgage, maybe they want to start bunching their charitable contributions and do a lot in one year and then take the standard deduction in future years and then vice versa. So again, you just got to start thinking about that. How am I going to pay for my taxes, charitable giving and so forth?
Lots of advice to get that in for sure. Is it complicated? I mean, I know the idea of the tax reform is supposed to be the simplification. Is it simpler?
There are parts that are, and again, what I talked about was moving that standard deduction to $24,000. The vast majority of Americans that are probably wage earners, they have a couple of W-2s, maybe a little interest, and then they flip over to figure out whether they want to itemize. Do they have to start tracking all of these expenses and deductions for medical, for charitable giving, and so forth? And really, if you know you're not going to exceed $24,000, you can just stop worrying about that, and the simplification happens there. But many of the business provisions that we talked about that are really, I think, going to spur our economy going forward with the immediate expensing and the 20% Section 199A deduction on flow-through income, those, I think, again, are complicated, but yet hopefully are going to spur things. But hopefully for individuals it does get a little easier.
Way more winners than losers?
Oh, boy, Scott.
Tough one?
I think businesses are definitely winners. Business owners should win, and I would really hope that a lot of people that are business owners can share that wealth with their employees. And really, again, I think they're going to provide more opportunity for employees. Hopefully wages you'll see wage increases, you'll see employment increases, you'll see people getting back to work through capital expenditures and plant expansions and equipment being purchased. I really do hope on the business side we start seeing that.
When I did my taxes this year, the accountant said, okay, it's 2017, obviously, but if it were 2018 and the new tax laws were applied, you'd have $6,000 less you know, liability based on your plan. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's, an individual's going to see a pretty significant change? Just, that's why I ask about winners and losers. I mean, you hear of all the different stories about how, the tax plan was crafted, obviously, to do that, put that money back in the economy. Is that typical?
I think it's dangerous to say everybody's going to benefit or everybody's going to lose, and I think the folks in Congress like to do that depending on which side of the line you fall. I think you can draw outliers on both cases of people that are going to benefit and those that aren't.
Talk to a professional, right?
definitely. We advise that wholeheartedly.
Get some good advice. All right, sounds great. Patrick Houtsman, who is a partner at iBailey, heads up the tax department at the Fargo shop. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Scott.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.